Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Power of Christ Daily, 17th of September 2015. Still work of God. What is work of God? Believing the one whom He sent. Examine yourself. Recording 8. Self-control. This is the final part of the fruit of the Spirit. Self-control. This is absolutely critical, brothers and sisters. Self-control. A lot of lives have been wasted. Lives have been wasted. Lives stolen. Lives are lost because of no self-control. The self-control has not been taught, not been reminded, not been meditated upon regularly by even Christians. Lack of self-control is really the main cause of serious destruction. Of course, we know the spirit world, there's a Satan. He wants you to have no self-control. The demonic world does not want you to have no self-control. You must understand this. There are demons who are watching us and trying to tempt us to fall into sin. Now, yesterday we were dealing with chastisement from God, and what a wonderful thing, that our God doesn't put illness on us, and we shouldn't be flogging ourselves and hurting ourselves and all thinking we are doing anything good for God. He doesn't want us to hurt ourselves. He wants us to do the right thing. He wants us to be salt and light. He wants us to be show His glory to the world by being humble, by helping others, loving all. That's the way. And this chastisement, of course, you must understand, God will use people also to rebuke you and correct you. Because there are pastors, there are servants, there are disciples like you, there are saints. All of us are saints because we believe in Jesus Christ to save us. We believe Jesus Christ saved us. He's the Son of God. He's not just any ordinary person. Son of God, and died and rose again, took our sins and all that. And therefore we are saints. Now, we are supposed to correct each other. When you see another saint doing something or going towards some problem, you have to counsel and say, brother, sister, this is going to harm us. Don't do this. Now, rebuke and correction are necessary. When somebody is doing something wrong and going to destroy himself, it's necessary to rebuke. So God uses others. It could be a neighbor who's not even a believer, who's getting angry with you. Then you better start thinking. For instance, you may be thinking that you have been parking the car in a manner that he doesn't like. Or the woman, the neighbor who's not a believer, is unhappy the way you're cooking at the back and some smell of your cooking going into her house. So the person gets upset. Now you better immediately examine and say, am I causing this? Can I then, if I do not change, do not settle this, do not humble myself, will they listen about Jesus Christ another day? You have lost your right to speak. There's a right to speak. When you speak, people must listen. They must be wanting to hear you. But you're not going to do this if you do not reach out. Reach out. Loving. Even when they don't understand, do you think of Jesus on the cross? They forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. Whenever people are doing things to you. Sorry, brothers, about this. Whenever things are doing to you, or accusing unfairly even maybe. That's not the issue. You must not lose your right to speak. Humble yourself. And you know that Jesus Christ, the husband of your soul, will do something. But we do not lose our right to speak, because we will then can bring Jesus to this person. This person is a captive, suffering, completely gone, angry now. For something else maybe now showing on you. So you, instead of responding, that's self-control, we come to that. You, instead of saying, forgive them, Father, they don't know what they do. They do not know what they do. They know not what they do. I was like that, Lord. Now make me reach out. Make me love this person, because I will love even my enemy, so that I am the son of the Most High God. You know why you love your enemy? Why I've loved my enemies for now 20 years. Now I don't have enemies now. That time when I first came to the Lord, full of enemies, because I've not done things to them. But there are others who are doing things without me having done anything. Without me having done anything, they're doing things. I was real angry. But when I knew this, to be son of the Most High God, I must love them. So how do we do that? It's impossible to do by yourself in your natural self. I did that in the name of Jesus Christ, commanding my heart and mind to love this one by one. I'll think of this person. I'll think of what they are doing. I'll be looking at what they are doing in the eyes of my mind and in the eyes of my heart. I'll be thinking and feeling this, what they are doing. And then I'll purpose it in my heart. I will still love this person, Lord, because you, my King and Lord and King, my Master, my Savior, the lover of my soul, wants me to love him so that I can be your son of the Most High God. So I will love. So I love these enemies, even at that time, for my own sake. For my own sake, so that I'm a son of the Most High God. So remember this, your neighbor do some rubbish, you will love them for your own sake, that you become the son of the Most High God. Don't you want to be the son of the Most High God? The Bible is clear. Love your enemies to be the son, and you'll be sons of the Most High God. That's it. And how can we love our enemies? Because we have a protector, an immensely powerful, unlimited power. He is the one who will protect us. So we don't have to bother about this. Surrender to Christ, but love them. And tomorrow, they'll come to you one day when they're in trouble, or you will reach out and begin to bring Jesus to them. One soul is worth more than the whole world for Christ. That's why Christ mentioned, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What does it profit me or you to gain the whole world and lose our own soul? So what God is equating our value, each soul value, against the whole world. So the soul is worth more than the whole world. So we reach out. Is it worth it? Because they are unhappy with your chili smell or whatever, bludgeon smell or whatever you're doing, that going across there. Don't you want to adjust your cookery in such a manner, cooking in such a manner that you don't offend them? Because that soul you brought to Christ later, you have a gift, you have a reward for eternity counted and can never take from you. You better start thinking like this. Now today we are dealing with self-control. Now self-control, of course, it's a last part of the spirit, flavor of the fruit of the spirit. First part is love. Now, Proverbs 29:20 says, do you see a man hasty in his words? That is someone who speaks without thinking, you know, poof, straight away, poof, anything, shoop, shoop, straight away, straight away. There is more hope for a fool than for him. There's more hope for a fool than for him. This particularly, people may think it is people outside. No, no, it's that many times I find sisters who are wives, who have not trained their tongue and trained their heart or whatever, they end up doing this, prup, 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 and getting themselves in such a terrible mess. Some of them have been beaten because of this, you know. And outside world also, people should, suddenly somebody slaps you. Suddenly in the car, somebody just talks away or points something. Talking hasty in words is not just speaking. Hand gestures and body language, all that. Oh, you're angry with the one fellow who just overtook you. You're showing some hand sign. Oh, some sign like, what are you doing or whatever. That's hasty in action now. Suppose you block the car and come down and take a crowbar and whack you. Therefore, he said, there's more for a fool than for him. Who's saying this? No, God is saying this. Our Father who loves us is telling you, son, don't do this. Because there's more hope for a fool than for this person. So our Father is telling, don't be hasty in your words. Don't be quick to, so simply blah, blah, blah. Now, Proverbs 14:17 says, a quick-tempered man acts foolishly. That means a man is quick to anger, acts foolishly. Now, he didn't say sometimes, all the time. I am talking to brothers and sisters here who's quick-tempered. That means God says you act foolishly all the time. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly. A quick-tempered man means the temper didn't blow up. You're a quick-tempered man. You're a quick-tempered man, but didn't blow up just now. But you're a quick-tempered man. You can suddenly come. You act foolishly. All the time you act foolish. Therefore, if you have some foolish things you're doing and somebody is correcting you, you better understand it's now based on the thing because you've allowed the spirit of quick-temperedness to sit in you. When you're given all power of heaven and earth and which was bought by a tremendously terrible, painful price of the Son of the Living God who gave you blood of Jesus Christ, who gave you His name, who gave you power to trample on snakes and scorpions and by no means anything can help, can hurt you. By any means, nothing can hurt you. There's in Luke 10:19. And yet, you are quick-tempered. You are blaspheming the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're saying His blood is nothing. That's what you're saying. Without you saying it, you actually, your conduct says this. I cannot become quick. I am always quick tempered. I cannot get rid of it. Then you're saying the blood of Jesus Christ is nothing. You're blaspheming the name. You're stepping on the blood of Jesus Christ. You're trampling on the blood of Jesus Christ. This is not on, brother and sister. So I'm talking to every quick tempered person here. Stop it. For your own sake. Because what the Bible says, you know, a quick-tempered man acts foolishly. And a man of wicked schemes is hated. A fellow is always scheming. But he's either a woman or a man. Always scheming. Scheming is always hated finally. Always scheming to do rubbish is hated finally. So leave them alone. But now I'm talking to a quick-tempered man. And acts foolishly and without self-control. Proverbs 14:17 says, in Amplified, no? A quick-tempered man acts foolishly and without self-control. Without self-control, you'll destroy your own life, you'll destroy things around you. Lack of self-control will begin to... the spirit of lack of self-control, it's a very destructive thing. So, brother, sister, get rid of your quick temper. No such thing. A child of God has no quick temper. A child of God is having quick temper means is actually... Not using the power of Jesus Christ to overcome this. Now another one, 29:11, Proverbs 29:11. Now remember, the Old Testament tells us what to do, what not to do and all that. The New Testament empowers us to do it. Just a big difference. The Old Testament tells you what to do and all, yes, but cannot do. That's why Jesus came. The Old Testament doesn't give you power to do. That's why God calls it the ministry of death. The New Testament comes and gives a ministry of life, whereby you can use the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, you keep looking at the word of God. Now, the quick-tempered man, whoever has quick temper, you look at the word of God. Proverbs 14:17, all the time in the eyes of your mind, in the eye of your mind, you're looking at it, in the eyes of your heart, you're thinking about it, you're acting on it, you're thinking, I'm quick-tempered. No, I'll be slow to speak, quick to hear. Full of self-control. I'm full of self-control. And then you begin to meditate. This is destroying me. It has destroyed a lot of me. No more. I'm a child of God. I'm a saint. I'm a disciple of Christ. I have power to trample on snakes and scorpions, which means evil things. I trample on every spirit of quick-temperedness, wicked spirit of quick-temperedness. Get out of me in the name of Jesus Christ. You begin to meditate on this, do on and on, it'll go. Now here Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool vents all his feelings. Vents means all the feelings, all coming out, all angry, all upset. But a wise man holds them back. Uses self-control and holds it back. A wise man holds back his feelings because they are not going to act by feelings. A wise man holds back the feelings using the power of Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, and holds back the feeling using the word of God to keep on meditating on it as in a mirror. You keep looking at the word all the time in your eye, in your mind, meditating, renewing your mind. The heart will change. When the heart changes, the words, the mouth also won't speak so quickly because renewing the spirit of your mind will change your heart, and what is abundant in your heart will be love. And now you replace love. I will love them. Anyone say anything, give me. Because remember, you love the enemy, your son of the Most High God. So why are you quick-tempered? You don't love them. Why are you quick-tempered? You don't love them. That's all. And a child of God is love. Your whole body, every cell is infused with love, because God is love. If you have God inside, which you have, by examining yourself and not be a fake Christian, God says, you are a fake Christian. Anybody who wants to follow Jesus Christ cannot do fake things. So, if you're actually following Jesus Christ, you want Jesus Christ, every cell in your body is infused with the love of God, which is not coming out. So, every cell has love frequency. So, why a quick tempered? Remember, you don't love them. Why you a fool went to all his feelings? Oh, you don't love yourself even. Because you went to all your feelings. You harm yourself. So, brothers and sisters, today, total self-control. Total self-control. This is what you should aim for in every aspect. Now put a list of all the things where you have lost your self-control. Look at all the things. Now it's not just, you know, no self-control. I had ate an additional chocolate today. That is rubbish. That is on your own matter. This is self-control when you're dealing with people, when you're dealing with the outside. That one you can see. You put on, eat chocolate, you become fat. Too much chocolate, too fat. But that one you cannot see. The one you're harming yourself, harming others. The one you cannot see. That is where you're going to focus today. Self-control when dealing with everybody outside in your environment. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.